Welcome to the Hagia Sophia Madrasa. Originally constructed between 1869 and 1874 in the Fatih district of Istanbul, this historical site was commissioned by Sultan Mehmed the Conqueror. While the architect remains unknown, the madrasa stands on the northwest side of Hagia Sophia, where the Papazodalara were adapted for use as a madrasa after the conquest. During the reign of Sultan Abdulaziz, the madrasa was rebuilt on its old foundations. In 1924, it served as an orphanage and continued this function even after being transferred to the management of the Hagia Sophia Museum in 1934, until it was vacated in 1935. By 1936, the building was completely demolished. Excavations in 1985 and 1986 uncovered its foundational remnants, leading to the beginning of its reconstruction on December 11, 2017. The structure has been rebuilt in its historical essence using a reconstruction approach based on its original foundations. The madrasa, also known as Hagia Sophia-i Kebir Medresesi, was integral to the educational framework established post-conquest. According to records from 1915, the madrasa featured a total of 32 rooms, with 14 on the lower floor and 18 on the upper floor, along with a courtyard and a fountain. The courtyard was described as having a stone-paved portico design with a fountain situated adjacent to the northwest corner of Hagia Sophia. Existing photographs reveal a facade characterized by wooden columns and broad arches, reflecting the 19th-century Tanzimat style.